It's Wednesday, August 12th. This is Tim Pitchell back with the Procrastination Boo. Today, I wanted to talk a little bit about maturation and developmental processes that may be related to procrastination. You know, sometimes parents who are very frustrated with teenagers who procrastinate will say, won't you just grow up? And it seems like such a demeaning thing to say, but there's research evidence to indicate that, yeah, some of our procrastination will be related to where we are developmentally, particularly in terms of identity development. A few years ago now, Matthew Shanahan, who's now a doctoral student at the University of Western Ontario, completed a thesis with me, which he published. He's such a great scholar, on identity development and procrastination. And for those of you who have ever taken any psychology, you might remember that Eric Erickson proposed that there were a number of stages we can go through in terms of our identity development. And identity is such a big focus for Erickson, partly because of his own life story, but that's another story. In any case, you know, the highest form of identity, as James Marcia later identified in terms of statuses, was the idea of an achieved identity, where you really know who you are. And then there's the notion of a moratorium, where you're exploring. And then there's identity foreclosure, where you've got an identity, but it's because you took it on from someone else. You foreclose without any real exploration and crisis and working through your identity. And then there's this fourth category called diffusion, where you're just kind of lost and you're not really exploring your identity, but you don't know who you are either. And so he looked at to what extent these identity statuses were related to procrastination. And lo and behold, those people with an achieved identity status procrastinated the least. Interestingly, those people who are exploring their identity, you would think, which is a pretty positive identity state, actually procrastinated a fair bit. It was opposite to achievement, even though they're very close conceptually. And part of the reason there is probably because so much energy is being put into exploring who you are and trying on different identities and roles, you're not able to use psychologists would call ego-synthetic and ego-executive functioning to focus your energies on a single task. You know, you're too busy doing other things. But I won't get into the details of that. I'll just say that the message for today is that ego development and identity is very much related to our procrastination, and it may help explain why in our teen years and early adulthood we find a lot more procrastination, because people are putting their energies in other places and they don't know how to just focus on the things that matter to them. They don't know what it is they're trying to achieve. Food for thought about just growing up and procrastination. You can learn more at procrastination.ca. You can see one of the Carpe Diem cartoons we did on this topic. You can read the abstract from Matthew's paper, and there's so much more. I'll catch you tomorrow.